We have too many dads out in the world just sending their daughters out to go do whatever they want, and they're getting defiled. They're letting their daughters dress however they want, and they're going out and getting defiled. So dads, don't allow your daughters to be out of your protection. Look, it's your job to protect your own daughters. It's not, the responsibility falls upon the man. It falls upon the dad. And, you know, I mean, just think about this. In the marriage ceremonies, what happens? The dad walks the daughter down and gives, and then the groom, he is, you know, the dad, like, basically changes places with the groom, and then he becomes under her protection. I mean, she becomes under his protection. Good night. So, you know, when you're marrying off your daughter, you give them away. That's what it's called, giving away your daughter, who takes this woman to be, or to be with this man, and then the dad goes, I do, you know, I do. But that's the way it's supposed to work, because, you know, the woman is supposed to be under protection of a man for her whole life. You know, and obviously there's situations where that might not be able to happen. I understand that, but if you're a dad and you have a daughter, it's your responsibility to protect her all the way up until they are married off. And then it's the husband's job to protect them. They're the covering. They're supposed to cover and be a covering for them. And so I would say this. Don't let your daughters just go off and work. You know, if they're supposed to be grow up and get married and be keepers of the home and have children and things like that, why would you send them off to college? Why would you send them off to work at Taco Bell with a bunch of dudes from the land? You know what I mean? And obviously, you know, we've all come from all different walks of life in here and things like that. But, you know, why would you allow your daughter to be outside of your protection like that? Well, she just wants to work. Well, you know, why would you want her to work outside the home? Why don't you train her to work inside the home so that when she gets married, she can take care of the husband that she has and the children that she has later on? Why not prepare our daughters to be in the Christian world instead of being in the world that they're not even supposed to be a part of? That doesn't make sense. And allowing your daughters just go out and spend the night wherever they want to. You know how children get defiled? By allowing them to spend the night with people you don't know. It happens. It happens every single day in this country. You know, in all walks of life, people's children get defiled. Don't let them out of your sight. Why do we have a family integrated church here? Because we want the children to be with the parents. Amen. So that nothing can happen to them. And obviously, we want the children to be in the church to learn the Bible. We don't want them to be in cookie Kool-Aid, you know, class where they just sing rah, rah, rah songs the whole time, which those songs are okay, but, you know, then they get into big boy church. In most churches, they go to kids' classes until they're like 12 years old. And they're like, well, they're too unruly to take care of now. Put them into the big person's class. And then they come into the regular church, and they're like, where's the cookies and Kool-Aid? What happened to the candy? What happened to the fun songs like Father Abraham? And, you know, the B-I-B-L-E and all that stuff. And those songs are good, okay? I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying that if you're preparing your church kids to be at Joyce Meyer's church later on, then by all means, you know, have those kind of classes. But here at this church, we want everybody learning together. Yeah, and in case you haven't noticed, you've been here for a while, our kids sit and listen to the preaching, and they learn. And so that's a good reason to be family integrated. But the other good reason is so that people can't defile your children. You know that predators gain access to Christian churches so that they can abuse children? They take the good nature of Christians and the forgivingness of Christians, and they're like, well, you know, they need to be forgiven too. Well, have them go get forgiven someplace else, because it's not going to happen here. We don't want them here. I don't want them to have a second chance to do something else to somebody else's kid. How would you feel if I just let any pervert into this church and you just don't know who they are? You don't know who the pervert is, but they're hanging around your kid all the time. Because predators will try to find a way to get to you, to get to your children. But I'm specifically trying to focus here on Dinah and daughters. So she just got let out to go hang out with the daughters of the land, You know, if you let your daughters just go do whatever they want, don't be surprised if they get defiled out in the land. And you're like, well, I can't believe you do something. What kind of morals do you have? Hey, what kind of morals do you have? Allowing your daughters just go free range wherever they want and do whatever they want, wherever they want. You know, and you just think nothing's going to happen to them? Of course something's going to happen to them. You're an idiot.